We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:15 and a half. I'm listening to a song that Jordan Fiegel's playing, a bumper music, Stone, Sympathy for the Devil, and the devil is indeed in the details. And that's what our next guest deals with, Stephen Barnes, director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center at UL Lafayette and the independent economist on the Revenue Estimating Conference. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, sir. It just actually came up, but the devil really is in the details, is he not, or is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we might all agree on some big picture goals, but how we actually get there and how we accomplish the work that we have ahead of us here, really got to make sure we get the details right.
Yeah, it's an impressive name, the director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center, and I mean it sincerely at UL Lafayette. But what is it? Stephen, I don't think I've ever asked you this. And what is it that you guys do? Talk about public policy? Do you discuss policy or look at the what-ifs and those kind of things?
Thanks for the question. We are a public policy research center and really the first such type center at a public university in Louisiana. We're about a year and a half old now, so we're still getting our name out there and helping to spread the word across the state about what we do. You know, it's been quite a year with a pandemic. I think it sort of pushed us into a lot of policy conversations that we didn't expect, but also could not have been a better time to have a center like this. So we do research to help bring data to the conversation, help make sure we've got independent, honest assessments of what we think policies will do in the state, as well as in-depth research that can help guide our long-term decision-making.
You know, I texted somebody yesterday about liberals and conservatives, and I texted him and I said, you're under the impression that I'm arguing liberal versus conservative or conservative versus liberal. I'm arguing truth as opposed to non-truth. And the devil is in the details as it relates to policy, and the policy is what's important, not banging the table and not proffering simple solutions to very complex problems. So I appreciate the work that you do. A couple of things you guys are looking at about, I guess, the history and the current state of Louisiana's gas and infrastructure.
That's right. This year we've started a new initiative that we hope to be, a new recurring thing every year, digging deeper into a couple of issues that we know are going to be on the table to be discussed in the upcoming legislative session. And so we've taken a close look at some of Louisiana's infrastructure spending and the gas tax in particular. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about this over the last several years, but we wanted to take a chance to kind of cut through all the noise, bring some good, solid data to the table and offer some input. And, you know, really Louisiana is, as everybody knows, we're behind, but the degree to which we have sort of slip behind our peers and that we have relied heavily on federal dollars and not really taking care of our own business, it's really kind of eye-opening when you take a look at it.
As a layman would say, it can't hurt to know what the hell you're talking about, right?
That's right. And, you know, I mean, just take one example of something that we uncovered digging through this. You know, states put a lot of money into infrastructure, and this is a backbone of the economy. This is how people get from A to B. This is a quality of life issue, and this is related to how we are going to grow in the future. Nationally, states are spending about 73% of their infrastructure dollars out of their own pockets. In Louisiana, we're only spending 49%.
Wow.
So we're falling far short of stepping up to our own commitments to take care of the roads and bridges that we're using every day. So I think there's a clear need for us to make bigger investments in this area.
I would think, too, the nature of it, it increases exponentially because the more something falls into a state of disrepair, the more rapidly it deteriorates.
That's exactly right. And one of the interesting things is we looked across different states. You know, there are some states that do a lot of research to try to show the benefits of these infrastructure investments. And that's important for the public to hear so that we know we're not just building bridges to nowhere. And really, when you track states like Florida or even Missouri that have been looking at this and doing the research over a long period of time, we see that some of the benefits they got in the earliest days of those efforts were very large. They're still getting big benefits today, but they've got a pretty robust, mature system. So there's less low-hanging fruit, so to speak. When we look around Louisiana, there are tremendous needs. There's a huge infrastructure backlog that we have accumulated over decades. And the good news there is when we start spending more money on this, we make new investments here, we're going to see some really big benefits. And looking to the literature, we think something like $4 of benefit for every dollar we put in, that's a pretty good benchmark. I mean, it depends on what we're doing with that money.
Well, let's pick it up there.
A huge opportunity here.
Pick it up there when we come back, Stephen. I want to drill down on it a little bit. Stephen Barnes, director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center at UL Lafayette. The Independent Economist on the Revenue Estimating Conference. Of course, the session starts Monday at noon. And you mentioned 49% here, 73%. I don't know what the optimum number is or if you've determined that. We'll talk about it when we come back. And what would that look like in terms of going from 49% to 73%? If 73% is the optimum number, or at least a minimum number, and how do we get there budget-wise? 8:21 and a half, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Stephen Barnes, director of the Kathleen Blanco Public Policy Center at UL Lafayette, and the Independent Economist on the Revenue Estimating Conference. The session starts Monday at noon, and of course, part of what they do is give these legislators some ideas on policy. And again, it can never hurt to know what the heck you're talking about. I want to talk about child care, too, but a couple of thoughts on infrastructure. Stephen, you mentioned 49% here, I think 73% neighboring states. Is there an optimum number? And we're talking about 49% of what, total budget or 49%?
Well, you know, we've looked at how much Louisiana has been spending on infrastructure, what our needs are. Mm-hmm. You know, our geography tells us that we're going to need to spend a pretty good bit of money because we've got, as a coastal state, we've got a lot of bridges, and those are more costly to build and maintain. So it's hard to make those comparisons just directly state to state. Mm-hmm. So we've tried to put together some relevant data points that help do that in this policy brief. But as we just think broadly, you know, we can see this growing backlog in Louisiana, you know, which by the latest estimates is $14.8 billion of infrastructure, deferred infrastructure needs. And just as a quick kind of benchmark, we can see that other states are putting a lot of their own money into their infrastructure. And I think, you know, in Louisiana, we get, you know, we're always happy to see some new federal dollars come in, and we've had some good news stories about, you know, extra discretionary federal money. That's certainly appreciated, but I think on a basic year-over-year annual basis, we just got to make sure that we're taking care of our infrastructure to make sure that Louisiana can continue to be a place that people want to live and work and even really be attracting new people to our state.
You guys also looked at child care and its importance to the economy, right?
That's right. I mean, as we look ahead to this legislative session, you know, even just in the last several weeks, we've had a bit of a shift in tone because of a lot of federal money that we're now expecting to come down to the state. So in the short term, we're going to have a lot of dollars that will help address a wide array of needs. But that's short-term, one-time money. So I think one of the things that we need to be careful to watch this session is targeting those dollars in the places that are needed most and in places that are going to give Louisiana a longer-term benefit. So let's use this big opportunity right now to make smart investments and set us up for success in the future. And one of the best places to put that money is in early childhood experiences. We know number one, that making investments early is hugely beneficial because it pays off for a lifetime. So students or kids that start school ready to learn are going to do better in school, get more education, and have a better lifetime of earnings for decades. So the benefits are enormous. But the other more immediate benefit, and this is really what we focused on in this policy brief, is the role that childcare plays in just the normal function of the economy. We've got a lot of working parents in this state that really rely on quality childcare to make sure that they can do their job across every industry sector. So this is also a bit of a call to action to say we've really got to make sure that we are supporting childcare, that we're making investments to help improve quality, and make sure that parents have what they need to be able to get the economy back up to full speed as fast as possible.
You don't have to name names, but I hope legislators are availing themselves of these studies.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're going to be working really hard over the next few weeks, not only at the Blanco Center, but, you know, we've been talking through some of these ideas with some other groups that have been advocating on these issues for some time. And so I think we're looking to release these reports within the next week and then working really hard to make sure we're getting this word out to those legislators and to the people of Louisiana so that you can reach out and talk to your legislators and encourage them to push forward things that you think stand out as top priorities for the state.
Interesting stuff. I appreciate your time, Steve, and we'll talk to you again as the session begins and continues. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!